Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, how are things in your world?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Josh.
Today we'd like to discuss male practice players. Why do women's teams practice against men?
Well, you certainly picked a difficult topic. It would be nice if there were easy answers to complex questions. There aren't, and this is a complex question. The women's teams practice against men mostly in basketball in order to improve. They want to practice against the best they can find, and the women's teams, the coaches, think that there's some opportunity to improve by practicing against the men.
But what about those girls who are maybe your player 7, 8, 9, 10? They're not getting as many opportunities even in practice if you have men coming into practice.
And that's the other side. I frankly am only listening in this particular case. I want to hear both sides of the story. I haven't made up my mind. What some of the women basketball coaches tell me is that they invite the males in to make the first team better, but they don't do that all the time. They want to make sure that the other players, the ones that are sitting on the bench, maybe freshmen and sophomores, have a chance to develop. And so they need to have practice times too. And I guess it comes down to what proportion of your practice is devoted to men and what proportion is devoted to all women.
Now, I assume that there are teams that don't do it. I don't know for sure. But do you think that teams that don't use male practice players might find themselves at a disadvantage?
I don't know that, and I don't have information about how many do it. The women basketball players I've talked to directly all have done it, but that doesn't mean that every woman coach is doing it. Does it have a disadvantage? Well, I think those who use this system probably believe it gives them an advantage. I don't know if it's true, but that's what they believe.
Now, it seems that the people who would be against the use of male practice players are worried about the reduction in opportunities. Is that correct?
They're worried about the reductions in opportunities in practice and improvement about the young women who are sitting on the bench. I mean, you have to at least practice. If you're not going to get in the game, you're going to have to at least practice to improve. And I think the problem is that once you get past the elite players, you don't have enough young women who are at that high level of play. You know, and one of the issues we have in women's basketball in general is to make sure that the parity we're now seeing continues to improve. And if you don't have women playing enough at all levels, it's not likely you'll have that parity develop.
You know, what worries me is that as a Division III baseball player who didn't come in as a stud, if you will, I sat on the bench for a few years before I got my opportunities to play my senior year. And I really treasured those intra-squad baseball games that we played in the fall and my chance to throw inside the batting cages in the winter, maybe more so than the starters because that was my chance to play. I didn't get that opportunity, and I guess that's where I look at this issue. But I do understand the other side of it as well. It's definitely complex.
It's complex, and I think some of the young women who don't get to practice as much against the first team probably feel the way you feel about it. But then you have on the other side of the issue, the teams are very competitive. How do you make your first team as competitive as possible to keep up with those in your conference? And also, once you get to the tournament, how do you make sure that players are prepared for it? So it is complex. I think it has two sides to the story. We want to give women the maximum opportunity to participate and improve. But, of course, the coaches and the teams themselves want to be highly competitive.
Is this being discussed somewhere with some group?
You know, it's being widely discussed. I'm not sure we're discussing it in only one form, but it is controversial. It's important. I think it is an issue that women's basketball is dealing with. It's not the most important issue, but it is an issue that I think is being discussed by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association and being discussed by various conferences. I know that for sure.
Well, it promises to be an issue that stays hot for a while. I'm pretty sure about that. We'll have to keep our eye on it. You just listened to Mondays with Miles featuring NCAA President Miles Brand. Dr. Brand, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, Chuck.
We'll see you next week.